This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there is trouble between two leading, very prominent pro-Trump conservatives, one Marjorie Taylor Greene and one Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina. There is, in fact, a claim that Marjorie Taylor Greene says now it is time to primary him, to challenge him for the Senate seat he has held for a long time. And in fact, he will hold that Senate seat until 2026 because, no, he's not up for election next time. But what is it that Lindsey Graham said that led Marjorie Taylor Greene, his fellow Trump supporter, to say that he needs to be primaried? We will tell you coming up on the Medved Show. But first up, I mentioned before that there is Turning Point USA, which is a conservative grassroots organization organized some time ago, and it is holding its America Fest, a Turning Point USA event, and a number of interesting people attended. Matt Gaetz was there, and of course Marjorie Taylor Greene was there. So was Roseanne Barr. So was Vivek Ramaswamy. And the spirit of the occasion seems to have been unique and backing up this idea that we've talked about, that Kevin Williamson is announced, which is, of all the presidential elections in our history, this could be the most bitter, the most nasty, the most extreme, the most the least amusing and uplifting and inspiring. And well, now why am I saying something like that? Because this is a sample of what Roseanne Barr told the multitudes at the Turning Point USA, that same organization founded by Charlie Kirk, and holding their America Fest in Phoenix over the weekend. Listen to the uplifting words of the one, the only, Roseanne Barr.
If we don't stop these horrible communists, do you hear me? I'm asking you to hear me. Stalinist! Communists! With a huge helping of Nazi fascists thrown in. Plus, wanting a caliphate.
Okay.
To replace every Christian democracy on earth now. Occupy. Do you know that?
Do you know that? What? Occupod? And, okay, that gives you a little bit of the flavor. And then there's more.
I just want the truth. We deserve to hear the truth. That's what we want. We want the truth. We don't care which party is wrong. We know they're both nothing but crap. They're both on the take. They're both stealing us blind. We just want the truth about everything that we fought and died and suffered to protect. We want the truth.
Okay. Does anyone want to try to translate that into comprehensible English. I mean, really, that everything at both parties, is that the official position now of Turning Point USA, or they just hear that they're able to get a megawatt celebrity, a fountain of glamour and enlightenment and style like Roseanne Barr?
And died and suffered to protect. We want the truth.
Your voice.
My voice.
You're shouting.
How dare you?
Well, she, because she's on the program together with Vivek Ramaswamy. No, really, when you talk about the, how about that for a ticket? Ramaswamy and Roseanne Barr. Here's what Ramaswamy, the presidential candidate, had to tell the Turning Point USA faithful who were there at the event.
Shaking in their boots. These are the things you're not supposed to say in the Republican Party even today. And then you get the mainstream media. You got this character, Van Jones, on CNN afterwards saying, this is the rise of an American demagogue who's going to live 50 years longer than Trump. This is dangerous. I am shaking. That's what he says. Just shut the f*** up. At a certain point, just shut the f*** up. Van Jones at CNN. We're done with it.
Okay, and Matt Gaetz had a another run-in at the America Fest, and he had a run-in with the QAnon shaman. Remember him? Jacob Charnsley, who was out of prison. He served his, paid his debt to society. He seems to have gotten a bunch of new tattoos, and he has face painted and wearing a kind of a coonskin cap with two different tails. In any event, here is Matt Gaetz refusing repeatedly to talk to the QAnon shaman at the event, despite the fact that he uses his name all the time on TV. Now, this did not go over well with the shaman, as can be heard here.
Did you see that? Tower! Freaking tower! And these are the people that are representing Americans? They can't even speak to an American? He was saying my name all over spaces. He's been talking about them getting me out with Tucker Carlson's footage. You can't talk to me. Won't even talk to me. These are big names that claim that they're for the little guy getting screwed by the big machine. And he will not talk to me.
Okay, there is even more that came in the midst of the America Fest. They had Marjorie Taylor Greene, who did not like at all what Lindsey Graham had to say about the upcoming impeachment investigation being aimed at Joe Biden. And let's understand that both Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're both very enthusiastic supporters of Donald J. Trump. But when we come back, there will be more commentary. Also, the secret of everything you get if you spend $4,653 in order to buy a full set that includes physical trading cards. These are these NFT sets of Trump cards that show him as a superhero, as a cowboy, as a bodybuilder, and more. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
Oh, come on, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking a little bit about a new spat that has arisen between conservative superstars Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia. Okay, here's how it came about. Lindsey Graham was on Meet the Press, and he had something to say about the impeachment inquiry. Marjorie Greene heard it and commented on it in real time from the podium at America Fest. Here first is what Lindsey Graham said that got Marjorie Taylor Greene so uncomfortable. This is clip 20.
They have to prove that President Biden somehow financially benefited from the business enterprises of Hunter Biden. We'll see.
Have they done it yet, in your mind?
If there were a smoking gun, I think we'd be talking about it. But, you know, the narrative that Hunter Biden presented is falling apart. The idea that Joe Biden knew nothing about the business dealing is falling apart. I'm not worried about impeaching the president right now. You know what I'm worried about? Helping the president bring the Mideast to a better spot.
Okay, well, that's something about bringing the Mideast to a better spot. And again, it's something where it does seem like Lindsey Graham is not out of line, really, with Joe Biden's commitment. But here is the response by Marjorie Taylor Greene to what you just heard about the fact that if there were a smoking gun, I think we'd be talking about it. Here is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
How can Lindsey Graham in Washington, D.C., on Meet the Press, say that he hasn't seen a smoking gun of evidence, that he doesn't think that we produce enough evidence to impeach Joe Biden? Let me ask the American people. Do you think that we have produced enough evidence to impeach Joe Biden? Well, I think somebody better run for senator in South Carolina.
That's apparently her laughter there was not because she realized that actually he was running for Senate. He was sitting. He will hold that seat until 2026. Yeah. So. Okay, Lindsey Graham went further on Meet the Press and actually defending President Trump. And President Trump used a phrase that he had used before, talking about immigrants, illegal immigrants in this country, poisoning our blood. And Lindsey Graham was asked about that phrase on Meet the Press, and he basically brushed aside any concerns. Listen, this is clip 5.
Senator, just on the language, though, I want to get your response. You have endorsed former President Trump. Are you comfortable with him using words like that?
You know, we're talking about language. I could care less what language people use as long as we get it right. I believe in legal immigration. I have no animosity toward people trying to come to our country. I have animosity against terrorists and against drug dealers, but I understand why people want to come to America. But we have chaos and we need to create order. If you think you're going to win the debate on illegal immigration by picking a line out of the Trump speech, most Americans understand the game has to change, that we're under threat, that we're going to get attacked, that our border has completely been obliterated. So if you're talking about the language Trump uses rather than trying to fix it, that's a losing strategy for the Biden administration.
Okay, and he's probably right about that, because immigration is, according to every poll, and really, you can find this with the people you speak to just privately, the idea of immigration emerging as a commanding issue and a primary issue in this campaign, it's very real. But Governor Christie had a very different thing to say, not on Meet the Press, but on Face the Nation on CBS. Governor Christie, clip 16, talked about Trump's remarks that illegal immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. And he wasn't so enthusiastic about those remarks. Listen.
The fact is, if you watch that speech last night where he says that immigrants from Asia, Africa, and South America are poisoning the blood of America, I don't know how you could take someone like that and say that they're fit to be president of the United States.
Are you surprised?
This is language and things that are being said that are just wrong.
You are clearly distancing yourself from that sentiment. Are you surprised that other Republican candidates and sitting Republican elected officials have not distanced themselves from saying that immigrants are poisoning the blood of this country?
Yes, I am surprised about that. And look, at the end of the day, you know, these folks are more concerned about their primary challenges in their House seats than they're concerned about who's going to be the President of the United States and whether or not they're fit.
And whether or not President Trump is fit, this is Chris Christie in another setting at a town hall event in New Hampshire, predicting that if he wins New Hampshire, well, then what? This is clip six.
You have the chance to come out here and meet all of us and justify looking us in the eye and listening to us. And then don't go try to figure out who's going to win. Decide who you want to win. And then go and make that happen for that person. Because I will tell you this. If I win the primary here in New Hampshire, then it's going to come down to meet Donald Trump in Indiana. That's what's going to come down to. I win this primary, I'm going to be the nominee. If I'm the nominee, I will beat Joe Biden. And then we're going to go through a whole new era in our politics in this country. And there'll be four words ringing in my head when I take the oath of office on January 20th of 2025. Thank you, New Hampshire.
Okay. I think that he will have to also be thanking some extraordinary good luck if he is able to move from third place in New Hampshire. He is running ahead of Ron DeSantis in New Hampshire. If he can move from third place, leapfrog over Nikki Haley, and then leapfrog over Donald J. Trump, yeah, that would be a major shock. I think it's still difficult, and I'll tell you why. Because Chris Christie has not accumulated an organization. Right now, more and more, Nikki Haley is looking like she is organizing for the campaign. And what about the front runner, President Trump? He gave a very memorable campaign speech in Durham, New Hampshire. We'll get to it.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, even with Hamas using them as shields.
Hamas is still holding hostages, including American citizens. Hamas embeds itself and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
Austin said the U.S. remains committed to advocating for a two-state solution. President Biden's approval rating is reaching an historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House. Holiday-bound air travelers are encountering delays and cancellations today due to a significant storm affecting the East Coast. FlightAware reports over 2,500 flights have been delayed. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, yes, the background music that we occasionally deploy in this Christmas season is from an album called A Klezmer Christmas, which is a group that plays traditional Eastern European Jewish music and uses that style of music making to create a different perspective on some of the best-known seasonal tunes. Okay, they were also having a high time up in Durham, New Hampshire, with President Donald Trump speaking there, and he did attack one of his favorite targets. And I'm not now talking about people he's running against. I'm talking about windmills. And I've often wondered, there's obviously a very famous character in literature, Don Quixote, who was famous for attacking windmills. You know, he'd ride up on his horse with a lance and go hit the windmills. Is President Trump trying to dream the impossible dream and to try to say that he is a new man of La Mancha? The one thing about Don Quixote is, yes, he was endearing and noble and a fascinating character, but he's also crazy. And that was the whole point. He thought he was fighting giants when there were windmills. Well, here's President Trump in his Quixote-like approach to wind energy. Clip 14.
You know, the one thing about climate show, we fight like hell, and they put up all these windmills all over the place that if you add the cost of rebuilding, and they're all rebuilt, you know, in China. They're all built in China and Germany. And they said, let's assume you're a big believer in this. They send big fumes in. So you add it all up, and it's terrible. You can't get rid of the blades. They only last 10 years. The energy is the most expensive energy you can do. They kill all our birds. If you want to see a bird cemetery, go under a windmill sometime. You'll see birds like you never saw. It's a very, if you love birds, you'll start to weep. But it's just the craziest thing. They ruin our plains and fields. They're killing our whales. You know, the whales are coming in. I think we had one whale come in 50 years. This year we had like 12. It's a terrible thing they're doing to our country.
Well, you are the wind beneath my wings.
Yes, I don't know if President Trump has indicated how he's going to express his dislike of windmills, but he also spoke about some aspects of the world and some personalities in the world that he liked. And this is President Trump basically trying to deploy the names of Vladimir Putin and Viktor Orban and Kim Jong-un as, well, part of his team. Really? Well, listen to him. It's clip 24.
Vladimir Putin of Russia says that Biden's, and this is a quote, politically motivated persecution of his political rival is very good for Russia because it shows the rottenness of the American political system, which cannot pretend to teach others about democracies. Viktor Orban, the highly respected prime minister of Hungary, said, Trump is the man who can save the Western world. It was like a rocket ship sent by Kim Jong-un. Just like that. Who was very nice, I will tell you. You know, everyone thought we were going to nuclear war. And I got in and he and I had a very good relationship. That was nice.
Uh-huh. Well, they didn't have a nuclear war. That was nice. And then there is a claim that Trump has made many times before, suggesting that he is taking the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. He's taking barbs and darts and suffering, not for himself, but for you. Listen.
Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it to be a great badge of honor and courage. I'm doing it for you. I'm being indicted for you. Better me than you, right? I'd rather have it. We love our president. Let them indict him. We don't want to be indicted. And I believe the U is more than 200 million people that love our country, far more than 200 million.
The President Trump also said in Durham, New Hampshire, so, you know, we talk about democracy, but the whole world is watching the persecution of a political opponent that's kicking his beep. It's an amusing thing, an amazing thing. And they're all laughing at us. In bringing Mr. Putin's words to his defense, Mr. Trump referred to one of Mr. Biden's top adversaries as a credible observer of the U.S. political system. The U.S. intelligence community, this is a piece by Maggie Haberman in the New York Times, the U.S. intelligence community has assessed that Russian officials interfered in the 2016 election and have repeatedly tried to destabilize U.S. elections. And again, this is not simply a report by the Biden administration, but by all kinds of Republican conservative veterans of the intelligence field, that there is a very determined effort by the Russians to interfere in this election in as many ways as possible. And again, they've got plenty of chaos. They love it when there is a multiplicity of third and fourth and independent candidates. You know why? Because it gives less authority to any president who wins with less than 50% with a minority vote. And the Russians are extraordinarily eager to discredit and destabilize American democracy. Speaking of which, there was a fairly alarming interchange this morning. President had paid a visit with Jill, the First Lady. President Biden had gone to his campaign headquarters in Washington. And there was a small motorcade to take him over there. They spent some time at campaign headquarters. Then when they were coming home, and he was walking from the campaign office to his waiting armored SUV, there was a car that plowed in to another security vehicle in the presidential motorcade, literally within feet of the President of the United States. It sounded like this, and it was recorded on tape. Listen.
Mr. President, why are you losing to Trump in the polls?
Okay, the police say that a 46-year-old driver believed to be drunk accidentally plowed into a parked SUV that was guarding President Joe Biden's motorcade last night while the president was leaving a visit to his campaign headquarters. This is in Wilmington, Delaware. The president and the first lady were unharmed. While Biden was walking from the campaign office to his waiting armored SUV, the sedan struck a U.S. Secret Service vehicle that was being used to seal off the area surrounding the headquarters for the president's visit. The driver then tried to continue great forward into the closed-off intersection before Secret Service agents surrounded the vehicle with weapons drawn and instructed the driver to put his hands up. That was a reporter who was shouting the question to President Biden about his low poll numbers as he was entering the vehicle in his motorcade. The president responded by shouting back. The reporter said, "Why are you doing so badly in the polls?" And the president said, "They were the wrong polls." A moment later, of course, you can hear the car crash. No telling yet what happened to the 46-year-old driver, well, believed to be drunk after his arrest. There is more coming up on the Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb.
And on the Michael Medved Show,
do you see what
one of the things that I'm eager to share this holiday season, or frankly, any time, is information, perspective, context when it comes to things that are going on, things that are important in terms of the world surrounding us. And that's why we are doing on our Substack right now a series of podcasts. We've done the first three, and they're all up there and available to you if you sign up as a member, subscriber, on our Substack family. And that's go to michaelmedved.substack.com. And that should get you right there and in place. We have one coming up about a claim by a professor at Columbia University that Israel was part of a European colonial project, and that Israel was created by taking a majority Arab nation and driving the Arabs out and making it a majority Jewish nation. Is that any part of it true? Well, you'll be able to find out, because that will be our fourth chapter in our series on Substack, Myths and Misunderstandings and Lies about the Middle East. Meanwhile, there was an actual address on those lies in the monologue, which was absolutely brilliant, by Bill Maher. He was talking about the war in Gaza on his real-time show on Friday night. And what he has to say is so true and so important and so well presented, I wanted to share some of it with you. So this is clip 11, a history of all of the many, many occasions Palestinians had the opportunity to make peace and to create, for the first time in all of human history, a Palestinian nation.
There were deals on the table to share the land called Palestine in 1947, 93, 95, 98, 2000, 2008, and East Jerusalem could have been the capital of a Palestinian state that today might look more like Dubai than Gaza. Arafat was offered 95% of the West Bank and said no. The Palestinian people should know, your leaders and the useful idiots on college campuses who are their allies are not doing you any favors by keeping alive the river to the sea myth. I mean, where do you think Israel is going? Spoiler alert, nowhere.
And again, what he's talking about is the UN voted in 1947 for a partition of what had been the British Mandate of Palestine, which was not a nation, but it would have created for the first time ever a Palestinian nation. And when the Jordanians, the allies of the Palestinians, had control of all of the West Bank before 1967, they had a full 20 years to create a Palestinian state, the same kind of Palestinian state the UN had authorized. The Palestinian leadership turned it down. They didn't want that. It wasn't a priority to them. And then when it comes to negotiating with Hamas, Bill Maher talks about some of the challenges involved with that. Listen.
What's happening to Palestinians today is horrible, and not just in Gaza, in the West Bank, too. But wars end with negotiation. And what the media glosses over is, it's hard to negotiate when the other side's bargaining position is, you all die and disappear. I mean, the chant from the river to the sea. Yeah, let's look at the map. Here's the river. Here's the sea. Oh, I see. It means you get all of it. Not just the West Bank, which was basically the original UN partition deal you rejected because you wanted all of it and always have, even though it's indisputably also the Jews' ancestral homeland. And so you attacked and lost and attacked again and lost and attacked again and lost. As my friend Dr. Phil says, how's that working for you?
And brilliantly, he ends with this message.
Look at what Mexico used to own, all the way up to the top of California. But no Mexican is out there chanting, from the Rio Grande to Portland, Oregon. Because they chose a different path. They got real and built a country that's the world's 14th biggest economy now. Because they knew the United States wasn't going to give back Phoenix any more than Hamas will ever be in Tel Aviv. One of the leaders of Hamas says, save yourselves time and imaginary dreams. In a few years, Allah willing, you will have to discuss the situation in the region after Israel. I'm sorry, who's the one with imaginary dreams? If I give you the benefit of the doubt and say your plan for a completely Jewless Palestine isn't that all the Jews should die, what is the only other option? They move. You move all the Jews. Okay, I got to warn you, there's going to be some kvetching.
Yeah, and there are also about 8 million, it's just under 8 million Jewish people in the land of Israel. Look, it's this goes together with a piece in the Wall Street Journal today that is a heartfelt piece, and I think it's very moving and, like the Bill Maher perspective, very important. It's by Alan G. Futterman and Walter E. Block, who are the authors of a book called The Classical Liberal Case for Israel. And one of the things they write is, every living entity tries to survive, to sustain itself and avoid death at all costs. Jews lived, but the possibility, the probability of violent death was always there, hanging over their heads. This closeness to death, accompanied by latent primal fear, followed Jewish existence and persisted in this people's subconscious minds for millennia. It made Jews carry with them a chronic sensation of inevitable doom. The circle remained inescapable. no matter how successful Jews were in specific times, places, and societies, the shape of this accursed circumference assured their inevitable fall. This same fear, the feeling of inevitable catastrophe, is what most Jews felt on October 7th. That applied especially to those in southern Israel who were victims of the modern-day Einsatzgruppen, Hamas Islamists. The circle was lurking again. And then they write, what we have witnessed these past few months hasn't been the exception throughout Jewish history. Rather, it has been the norm. Rallies composed of varying and contradictory groups calling for mass murder, condemnation, denunciations of Jews, and all of this while the Jews have had to endure a barrage of horrific images and testimonies of the massacres. Well, this wasn't new. This was Jewish history for 2,000 years. It now seems like the exception because there is a factor that didn't exist 75 years ago, the same factor that allows Jews, instead of crying over their inevitable doom, to strive for victory in the face of their enemies, the glorious and blessed state of Israel. Jews are human beings with self-respect. They won't accept gratuitous and unwarranted attacks or vicious rapes. They won't accept mass murder. Never again. Jews will defend themselves. They may be condemned to dwell alone, but if so, they will do it as a people in their own homeland. Finally, the perspective on Jewish history, so heartfelt and true and important by Alan J. Futterman and Walter E. Block. Meanwhile, what has gone so terribly wrong to give us here in the United States, which has always been such a fortunate country, this favored land, as Andrew Jackson and Abraham Lincoln called it? What's happened to this favored land that we have the election of 2024 where the great majority of Americans dislike both candidates and dislike them intensely? We're going to talk about that with the author of a very amusing and disturbing piece, actually. His name is Kevin Williamson. He's been a guest on the show many times. He's national correspondent at The Dispatch and helps to enlighten regularly this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.